that generation did in their day and time.
Our resources at intouch.org can help you learn to point people to Jesus Christ. Tomorrow on In Touch, since it's dangerous to ignore God and do things our own way, Dr. Stanley's message will focus on helping us follow Jesus Christ wholeheartedly. I hope you'll join us Thursday for In Touch, the teaching ministry of Dr. Charles Stanley. This program is a presentation of In Touch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, and remains on this station through the grace of God and your faithful prayers and gifts.
You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in once again to WMIE 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. Thank you for choosing the Refresh radio program. We're going to spend the next half hour here going through Acts chapter 15 and seeing what the manifestations are, the fruitful aspects of spiritual revelation that comes into our life. And we've been going through this. We started in Acts chapter 10 and then Acts chapter 11. And now we're looking at the extended ramifications of Acts chapter 15. What happens when you learn that God loves people, that he does not show partiality? And so that's where we're going to be. I want to tell you about Coastal Image Landscapes. Their phone number is 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. And Dan and his team, they are absolutely wonderful. They do great, great work. They ever since I first met them on my front doorstep, I didn't know who they were or anything like that. I just needed some work done. I called three different people that came recommended. And I will tell you this, Dan and his team were the only one of the three that ever followed up. And that was a huge plus. They also, when I opened the door to introduce myself and he heard my voice, I found out he was a listener to the Refresh radio program. And that's been over a year ago now, going on a year and a half. And they love Jesus. They have a passion for the kingdom of God. And they've just been a blessing in our life. They've been a blessing individually. They've been a blessing as a church. And if you've got landscaping work that you need done, They could tell you about all of the capabilities that they have. They can show you pictures of some of the things that they've done. They will do a great job for a fair price, and you're going to be blessed. And I consider it a blessing just to be able to know them. And I speak blessings over their life. And I encourage you, if you've got a project that's coming up, give them a call. Call them first, and you'll see that there might be other people out there that you could talk to, but these people do an amazing, amazing job. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. They're based here in Merritt Island, and I don't know exactly how far their reach goes into the county. Maybe I'll ask him that the next time I talk to him. But 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. 2281. We'll get you in touch with David, I believe, is who that will get you in touch with. But tell him you heard about him on the Refresh Radio program and see if they can get you on their schedule and get your project up and running. And that would be awesome. You could enjoy it for the holidays. 321-208-2281. So to Acts chapter 15 we go, but before we get there, tonight is Wednesday night. You have an opportunity to come and grow in your faith. Join us in our Bible study that we do on Wednesday nights. And we have a Bible, it's a study Bible that was produced by a missionary for work on the mission field, and it became a very popular Bible here in America as well. And now it has gone around the globe. It's either known as the Full Life Study Bible or the Fire Bible. We recently sent the Spanish version, a copy of the Spanish version, to a pastor that we know down in Mexico, because it had been such a blessing to us that we wanted it to be a blessing to them. And we've also, some of the people in our church have bought some of the Spanish versions to give to some of their friends that they know. And we've got, probably one of our best attended events midweek that we've ever had is this discipleship program. And we're really excited. But the first week we set out tables sufficient for what we had before, and then we added a couple of more to make room for faith. And then as the night went on, we said, we need more tables. We've continued to modify it, and we're not afraid to add more. One of the blessings that we've got at our church is we have chairs that link together. And so if we need to reconfigure, all we got to do is move some chairs, set up more tables. And so we have got room for you. And we're training more teachers. This is not something that I do all by myself. There are other people who speak and teach, and that is a blessing as well. Hopefully we'll see you at one of those services Wednesday nights at 7. We also have youth tonight as well. To Acts chapter 15 we go. We're going to begin reading with verse number 15, and it says, "And with this the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, after this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up, so that the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord, who does all these things. Known to God from eternity are all his works. Therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses has had throughout many generations those who preach him in every city, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath." That's where we're going to end reading. Today we're going to pick up on verse number 18. It says, "Known to God from eternity are all his works." There's a footnote at the bottom of my Bible, and it says that an alternative reading is, "says the Lord, who makes these things known from eternity of old." In other words, God is not estranged from his work. He's not unfamiliar with his work. He's known what his plan and his purpose was for a long time. His plan of redemption is not a plan that is adjusted on the fly. He has a plan. He's sticking to his plan. Jesus was the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Before man had ever sinned, Jesus was already committed to go to the cross and shed his blood for your sins and for my sins. It wasn't just for one group of people or one nation, not just for one race, for just one generation, not just for one gender, but for all of humanity, God has a plan. And part of that plan is that the church is built up and strengthened so that people who are not believers will seek the Lord and that God can take out of every tribe, every tongue, every nation, a group of people who will worship him around the throne. He shall be worshiped by every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And God's known about that. It's been known to him from eternity, every single work that is coming to pass. So if you don't understand the timing, if you don't understand the process, trust God anyway. Trust God anyway. A lot of people, when they think of eternity, they only think of eternity into the future. But eternity stretches all the way to the past as well. Time is actually this little carve-out in eternity that we think is a huge scope of time, and God just sees it as a small little segment of eternity. I remember watching a video, I believe it was Francis Chan, and he had taken this very long rope, and it was a very substantial rope, and he marked a segment on there, and he says, this represents the average lifespan of a person living on the world today. Now, this was pre-COVID, so those numbers have actually gone down a little bit since COVID. Lifespans have actually decreased slightly. But he said, we spend so much time focusing on this portion that we miss the bigger scope of just how massive eternity is. And I will tell you that no matter how long you make that rope, you are never going to be able to get the proportion of the time you have on this earth to be accurately represented with eternity past and eternity future. I believe in that video, if I'm not mistaken, he put that sliver of time towards the center of the rope, and so it stretched both directions. Now, I could be wrong. It's been a few years since I saw that video. But actually, eternity goes to the past and it goes to the future. And so you and I, we don't have any choice about what happened in eternity past. But we can certainly make the right choice to positively impact what our eternity looks like in the future. It either looks like an eternity with Jesus or an eternity absent from the presence of Jesus. Make sure you choose wisely. And so the other aspect that this alternate translation says the Lord who makes these things known from eternity of old. God's a God who is looking to communicate with his people. There's a passage that says he doesn't do anything without first revealing what he's doing to the prophets. And so with that being the case, you know, I'm thankful that the prophetic, the genuine prophetic is still in operation, because there need to be, like there were in Israel, the sons of Issachar who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. We need people who understand what is going on in our day and time. I'll share with you something that I had quickened to my spirit here recently. I haven't shared this with anybody, but it was in the line of end times events. And many times we approach the study of end times events as if it is setting the stage for the enemy. I want you to know the end times are about setting the stage for God to bring his ultimate victory over sin, death, hell, and the grave, the devil and every enemy that's ever arisen up against God and his people. It's about setting the stage for that final victory and bringing, you know, the will of God and the kingdom of God to this earth the way that it was always supposed to be. And so I don't want to focus on the enemy any more than I have to. I want to focus on the God who's going to defeat that enemy. And so God wants to make things known to us. So whenever you go to study your Bible, if you say, God, your word says that this is a spiritual document. The word of God is spiritual, and it is spiritually discerned. Holy Spirit, would you guide me into all truth? Would you help me to understand the things that I need to understand? And when you approach it from that mindset and say, God, I'm dependent upon you, your time in the Word, your devotions are going to become vibrant. They're going to become powerful. So a few weeks ago, one of the ladies who attends our discipleship class on Wednesday nights said, Pastor, I'm not feeling well. I can't be there. Would you save me a study guide? And it's like, absolutely, we can do that. Listen, I think that that mindset is phenomenal. It is saying, I may not be able to be there on this particular service, but I want to grow in my understanding and application of the word. So we're going to move on now to verse number 19. James continues and he says, therefore, I judge that we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God. The first thing that I want to focus on here is that James makes a statement that flies right into direct opposition from what many unbelievers are convinced of. They believe that in 2022 that we are living in a manner that we should be free from other people judging. And I will tell you, there are people who make judgments all the time. They just want to call them different things. If they don't like the label, they just put a different title on it. But James here says, therefore I judge, because the word of God testifies and agrees with what Peter has said and agrees with what Paul and Barnabas have testified to. He said, this is the judgment that I have made in my life, and that is, I don't believe that we should be making trouble. If you'll allow me to use this vernacular, I don't believe that we should be making trouble for these new believers. Okay? He says, we should not trouble those from among the Gentiles who are turning to God. That means they're already responding to God's actions in their life in a positive manner. Repentance is not a future event for them. It is a current process. They are already turning to God. So I told you not too long ago about when my daughter was in school and she was driving down the road, and you'd always been able to make a U-turn at this one particular place, and for some reason they had put up no U-turn signs, and she didn't know it and ended up making a U-turn, and there was somebody there who was ready to inform her that she could not make a U-turn there anymore. The world controls, you know, the flow of traffic. The devil would like you to believe that you could never make a spiritual U-turn if you were pursuing the wrong course in your life, that you could never turn around and go back the right direction and start running after God. I want you to know that the devil's a liar. If you've got breath in your lungs and you've been making bad choices, if you've rejected Jesus prior to this, today you can make a different choice. The Holy Spirit is strongly encouraging all of us to choose Jesus. And so for these Gentile believers, they were already turning to God, and the church was growing exponentially. And James says, I understand what the brethren had said earlier, and you know, the background that the Pharisees had come from. I understand that, but I don't believe that we should be making trouble for these Gentiles who are turning to Jesus. Okay? I want to caution you as I say that, though, because there are some people who want to throw out all standards altogether, that there should not be any guidelines, any restrictions, that you ought to be able to go out and live however you want to live, and all of that sort of stuff. Listen, the concept of freedom and liberty that Jesus brings into our life is not that we are liberated to live however we choose. The liberty that Jesus has provided for us is so that, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can now choose to live the life Jesus always wanted for us, which is the best life that we could ever live. It's the highest level of satisfaction that you can live. And so, you know, I don't remember what my first heartbeat was like. I can say that probably the majority of my heartbeats have been done, you know, living for the glory of God. But I can also tell you my goal is for my last heartbeat to be living for the glory of God, and my last breath to be breathed for the glory of God. And so I want to live my life to where I am a help to people in their journey of faith, not a hindrance. Have you ever had any troublemakers in your life? I don't like, you know, I don't like having any more trouble in my life than is necessary. And I certainly don't like drama queens who go around making trouble. That's not anything that I want in my life at all. I've had people who wanted to have a relationship with me as a pastor just so that they could have somebody to argue with. Listen, I got enough stuff going on in my life. I don't need that. I don't need additional trouble. And so when God told me, you know, in that service, and I've told you about this before, that I had sown strife between a pastor and someone in his church, I was like, well, that certainly wasn't my intent. And God said, well, that's what you were doing at that point in time. I got up and repented of that right then, because I don't want to sow those seeds. I'm a big time believer in sowing and reaping. I am not a believer in karma. Karma is not biblical. Okay? So if you've got that vernacular in your language, you need to get rid of it, because God is the Lord of the harvest. And if you have sown some bad seed, you can ask God to forgive you and pray for crop failure in your life. I heard a Sunday school teacher that said that one time. And I like, wow, that's a great word. So I watched a video, and I'm not really sure where it was, but there was a farmer, and there was a wildfire going on that was about to burn up his entire crop, and it was a fast-moving fire. And so he got into his tractor, and he went out, and he started plowing his crop, or not plowing, but mowing down his crop in advance of the fire, so there wouldn't be enough fuel to consume the good stuff that he was growing. He was trying to create a fire break there. And so you and I, we don't need to be making trouble for believers, making trouble for other people just sometimes makes us feel better about ourselves, but it does so in the wrong manner. If your goal in life is to say, well, at least I'm better than that person over there, I want to help change your standard. Because as believers, listen, there's a passage here in Acts chapter 15 where it's talking about leading men in the church, and these were men who were leaders who were making other people better. That is the better goal in life. So we're not here to make trouble for people in their relationship with God. We are here to equip them to be successful in their journey of faith. Okay, so let's begin to look. We've only got a few minutes here before we get to the end of the program. So verse number 20 says, but that we write to them to abstain from things polluted to idols. And so when I told you before that a lot of people look at life in Christ and say, woo, no standards, get to go out and do whatever I want. That does not meet with scriptural approval. And even James and the disciples said, okay, we need to communicate some spiritual wisdom into these people who are being redeemed out of an ungodly culture. We need to give them some guidance that will not cause them trouble, but will prevent them from getting into spiritual trouble. Okay? And so the first thing that they said is, do not participate in anything that involves idolatry. Get the idolatry out of your life. We need to make sure that there is no place for anyone or anything to be worshiped in the kingdom of God except the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God and God alone needs to be worshiped. Anything or anyone that comes in and tries to cut in and creates an inordinate affection in your life, you need to get that situation resolved definitively and quickly. A friend of mine that we had for our 70th anniversary, he wrote a book. He sent me a copy of it, and I was reading his book, and he had come from an ungodly background, and his wife started pursuing a relationship with Jesus, and he tried to stop her. He said, "You've got to either choose me or choose Jesus." And she said, "I choose Jesus." And that was a shock to him. He thought for sure, because she didn't have any place to go, he thought for sure she was going to choose him. I can tell you this, when your life is free from idolatry, you choose Jesus over other people, you choose Jesus over fame, you choose Jesus over any other form of compromise, you choose Jesus over money, you choose Jesus over fame, choose Jesus. Make sure that Jesus sits on not just the throne, but every throne of your life. And when you do, you're going to find the blessings of his sovereignty permeating the other areas of your life. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merit Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember